You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
A team that embodies the American spirit, that never say die. When you go low, they go high over the wall. Verb, the Houston Astros. Also, Clayton Kershaw's fate. And Brady versus Rogers with this panel. Hello, let's go.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you today, mate?
Hi. Hi.
Hello. Good morning.
Start with the NFL news of the day. Well, there's a bit. Colts facility closed for positive COVID tests, then reopened when they were false positives. Falcons reopened facilities today after they were given the all clear after closing yesterday. Patriots practice canceled. Another reported positive test for New England. For Adam Schefter, as of tape time, their game versus Denver, which we've been waiting weeks for, on track to be played Sunday. NFL says no other contingencies have been discussed. But for another week, the NFL goes in not knowing how many games they might be able to play this weekend. Jackie Mack, you're in New England. We'll start with you. How long can they go on like this? And for the Patriots and Broncos, can they go forward?
A very difficult question. I'm not sure I even have the answer for you, Tony, to be frank. I feel for everybody involved here, but I mostly, believe it or not, feel for the Denver Broncos. They have no positive tests. They've been waiting 2 weeks to play a football game. Do we fly to New England? Do we not fly to New England? Is the game being played Saturday or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday? Think about them for a minute. They have, nothing's happened to them. But here's the other thing we have to be careful about is, how can there not be a contingency plan? Do you really believe that? I can't believe that. They're not thinking about what if we find out there's two positive tests and maybe another one and we might not play this football game. I find that impossible to believe. That's the thing about the NFL. They've got to start thinking about lots of contingencies because there's no bye week left for the Patriots or the Broncos. How are you going to fit this game in if it isn't played?
Lynn Yates, I'll bring you in here.
I mean, even if you don't judge whether or not anybody's doing anything correctly or incorrectly, at this point, to a casual observer of the NFL, there is just too much confusion and information to feel good about what's happening going forward, whether people play or not. And that's really unfortunate to me because what the NFL prides itself on is basically always having everything in control. All you got to do is turn on the TV on Sunday or show up to a field. That's obviously not going to happen the latter part, but now I just feel like they don't know what they're doing, and that's okay, but they can't admit that because of who they are, and that's why I also feel bad for all these players. Guys are shuffling across the country. It takes enough to get up for an NFL game, never mind if you don't know who's going where and who's doing what. I don't feel that good about it right now, and that's just a bummer overall as a fan.
Sarah Spain?
Yeah, can they keep doing it as is? Well, it's cognitive dissonance requires us to enjoy NFL football and its brutality. Then you add in football during a pandemic. Then you add in football with widespread positive tests across the league. So it feels untenable and will probably become more and more untenable as it gets colder. But do we actually believe that they will in any way stop everything? No. And so to Jackie's point, the contingency plans are important, but they're only relevant for the 30 minutes before something new happens that requires you to change that plan again. And so that's why I feel like right now they're telling you this is what's happening right now. When we get new information, we'll tell you what's going to happen based on that. And that's all they can keep doing. You can't cancel things now preemptively for healthy teams because you might need that time later for that now healthy team when they become unhealthy weeks down the road and they need that extra week or whatever. It's going to get weirder, but I don't think they're going to do anything about it right now, except for the teams currently affected.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to get worse. Just look at what's happening in the country. Cases are spiking all over the place. College football games have been postponed. NFL games have been moved around. The issue would be if the NFL decided, all right, maybe we'll reach a point where we'll just hit the reset button and maybe give a week off or 2 weeks off. Let's remember, with practice players, you're talking about 60 players per team, 32 teams. That's a lot of players. So everyone is just going to be isolated for 2 weeks and everything's going to be okay. It just seems like the NFL just wants to kind of plow through this, much like baseball did. And remember now, once you get into a bubble type of environment, then you can control it. The NFL isn't there and college football isn't there. That's why they're having these issues.
Jackie, something you want to add?
Yeah, but the only thing about that, Frank, is football is so different from baseball or even basketball. We know
because
of the sheer numbers, first of all, to put on
that's
a team, and second of all, because of the contact that's just incessant if you're playing football properly.
Yeah.
It's hard to compare it to other sports. Yeah.
There's a lot to take in. We just saw what the Tennessee Titans did last week. They won a football game. They played a near-perfect football game after being out of their facility for basically 2 weeks. And then this week, you know, you could say they stopped down with the Falcons and with the Colts for positives, but they were false positives. That's still a plus. That is a pro. That's a good thing that the guidelines work to shut it down. You could view it as a bad thing, but that's a good thing. You need contingency plans. You need a bubble. You need to stop down before you get to the playoffs and get a bubble.
You need a bubble. Yeah. I mean, that's what it comes down to. This is what we figured out in America, that the bubble works. And the NFL is not going to do that. And until they do that, I think most people will be reasonable to say this is going to be not just disorganized and maybe not just even unplanned, but chaotic. And nobody likes chaos.
We're going to move on to where there is sport right now. Baseball, Astros, Rays, game 6 in an hour. The moral morass and ethical ambiguity maybe you had watching the Astros stave off elimination again. Correa said he was going to end it, and then he ended it with a walk-off. This is a spirit you would celebrate in all other teams every single time. Can you celebrate this, Clinton? How good should the Astros feel? How nervous should the Rays be?
I think the Rays should be pretty nervous because the Astros, again, as much as you want to say that their cheating affected how they were able to win games, those guys still had that experience doing it. I'm not trying to dismiss it by any stretch of the imagination. What I'm saying, though, is that with Dusty Baker, the team is talented. That's why this was so unfortunate, the attitude that they were taking towards presenting themselves as the villains. We all know the Astros can play ball. And when they put things together, you saw Correa. I mean, he went down in the cage a couple of minutes before that AB, worked on some things to tighten up his shoulders, ends up getting it out in there because he knows he's confident. That, to me, is the mark of a good team. And that's something that the Rays have to be afraid of. But overall, I mean, this has been a fantastic series so far. I think if you're an Astros fan, you've got to say that the season has been a success at this point. Mm-hmm. The rest is just gravy.
Mm-hmm. The rest is just gravy. Sarah Spain, how about you?
Well, and that's what's interesting is you would think that the Astros would be tight trying to prove to everyone we can do this without cheating. This wasn't about that. We're great. But after a sub-500 regular season, after falling down 3-0, now that they're back in this, it almost feels like they've already disproved all those ideas about them. Now they're just playing with that evil energy, right? That, like, everybody hates us and we have swag because of it. Meanwhile, the Rays are like, oh, we've got the whole pressure of everybody on our back that they want us to beat this cheating team and bounce them, and we're failing under that pressure. So they still have the elimination opportunity in front of them. They still are in the better position. It just doesn't feel like it right now. So they have to mentally talk themselves into realizing we can dispatch of this team. We just have to not get caught up in all this stuff.
Okay, Sola.
Yeah, sports is good when you have a villain, and baseball has one in the Astros. It used to be the Yankees, but they haven't won in so long that kind of Houston's taken over that mantle. And think about the game yesterday. The first pitch of the game, home run. Last pitch of the game, home run. And everything that happened in between essentially didn't matter. One thing about Tampa, though, they got Blake Snell going. They got the better pitcher. So Tampa was the better team during the regular season. They're still the better team.
Jackie, I look over at you, and you've got this smile on your face. It's kind of wry because let me imagine what's in your head right now. You were there with the Boston Red Sox. You were there when they came back from 0-3. You saw a team that started playing really, really loose. Frank has no idea. You don't remember this, all right? Go ahead, Jackie. Are you seeing that with Houston?
Well, no, actually, the wry smile was because Frank was making fun of the Yankees for not winning in a long time, and I was thinking, I don't think Frank's won in a long time either. That was what the wry smile was for.
Wow, unbelievable.
I do love you. I do love you, Frank, but... But you were right, the Red Sox did come back from, the only team to come back from that 3-0 deficit. And honestly, it happened because they were loose. Because they were the idiots, and their coattails were flying out, and they didn't care. And that's what I see in this Astros team. I see Correa calling home runs, George Springer, big-time hits. But, and here's the but, not only do they have Blake Snell, Frank, they also have a rested bullpen to close this thing out. Yeah. I still think the Rays are going to finish this.
Clinton, someone ahead?
I hate to keep repeating this, but the importance of Dusty Baker in keeping this team together and keeping in any air of respectability around the Astros is extremely important.
But has anybody warmed up to Houston just a little bit? Just a little
bit. Yes.
Yeah, Clinton has.
They're good. If Dusty gets something, I can
live with it. We know, Frank. Yeah. You've never met a villain you didn't love. You root for the bad guys in movies. We get it. Okay. All right. So, but Clinton has been warmed. Sarah, you're not buying it. Not for 1 second. No. Okay. We'll move on. List of pitchers. Oh, boy.
Not this story. With an ERA of 5 in the LCS and World Series with more than 10 starts, the list? Clayton Kershaw, that's it. That's the list. Bryce Wilson, 22 years old. His career ERA is +5. And he outpitched Kershaw last night. Sixth inning, familiar feeling. And Atlanta finds itself one game from the World Series. Frank, what are you doing with Kershaw? And are the Braves proving to be better? Or are the Dodgers proving their October struggles are just going to stay with them forever?
Well, first of all, this is why my wife loves Jackie, because Jackie's crushing me all the time. Last night was all about Bryce Wilson. This is a guy that hasn't really accomplished anything. To pitch like that, he's going up against Clayton Kershaw, and he won the pitching duel. In the fifth inning, he strikes out the side. He gets out of the sixth inning, and look at what happens to Clayton Kershaw. Couldn't get out of the sixth. It was a big moment. I'm not saying he pitched a terrible game. He got no offensive run support. Mm-hmm. But for the best pitcher of his generation, in a big moment, let's face it, he didn't come through.
Spain.
Yeah, he didn't do his job, right? And neither did his offense. It's heartbreaking to see a team put up 11 runs in an inning and then put up 3 hits in a game for the guy that has this story that he's trying to put to bed. But yeah, Bryce Wilson's got like a career ERA of 5.90 or something like that. It's not great. It's the situation where you look at every part of it, unreliable bullpen that he doesn't feel like he should go to, so he leaves Kershaw out too long, an offense that doesn't produce, all of those things come together. And we're going to blame the Dodgers, and rightfully so. They have a huge payroll and they're a team that should win. But we should also give a ton of credit to the Braves, a team that can only play who's been in front of them. And the anemic offenses before made us wonder if they were really true, and now we're seeing it against a great
Clint
team.
Yates.
I don't think I was wondering if it was really true with the Braves. The Braves have been a tremendous team ever since last year. They had a terrible show in the playoffs, but that was a good team during the regular season. They came back this year. They had some awkward situations in terms of who was going to be there and who wasn't. But now that they're hitting it, I'm not surprised at all. Overall, though, I just feel like this Dodgers discussion, at some point we have to be realistic. You know, Dave Roberts relies too heavy on Kershaw. He's done it last year. He did it before. And he seems to want to keep him out there just to prove this narrative is going to somehow, some way go away. And it doesn't. And I don't understand why he keeps leaning on him. I know there's bullpen problems, moving Kenley and all these other people around, but they got to be a little bit more decisive or they're not going to win.
Appreciate
it.
Absolutely everything you said in that answer, Clinton Yates, but you also said a word that is on the ban list. I can't repeat it because it's on the ban list. Jackie Mack, how about you?
Well, I think Clinton's point about the decision Roberts made about keeping Kershaw in, let's go back to what we were talking about, I think just yesterday, how Dusty Baker went with Zach Greinke, went out to the mound, looked at his pitcher, looked at the catcher, and said, I'm going to keep going with him. Dave Roberts leaves Kershaw in the game. We know the numbers. The sixth inning on, his ERA balloons to over 7, Tony. We have the numbers right there. And when you looked at that Dodgers team, did you see the same kind of confidence that you saw behind Greinke? I did not.
Frank, you want a last word?
Time out here. You're going to take Clayton Kershaw out at the start of the sixth inning in a 1-1 game. You want to take him out after the go-ahead run scores. That's different.
After Freeman.
I'm not taking him out
after
a tie game.
After Freeman.
That's fair.
After
that's fair.
Freeman.
That you're right about.
Well, I'm glad Frank thinks
makes
right,
up for what you said
that's
before.
Great for you. Oh, boy. Frank, wearing it today for McMullen. Coming up, I'm pretty sure my quarterback knows what fourth down is. That was Green Bay's Jamal Williams. We'll talk Brady versus Rodgers next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Looking at Le'Veon Bell's yards per carry the last 5 years is not really for the faint of heart. He's signing with the champs. Clinton Yates, how much does Bell improve Kansas City? And looking at that, how much does Kansas City improve Bell?
I'd say it's a lot more of the latter than the former. It's a good situation for him. I think in Bieniemy's offense, though, you could plug in pretty much anybody, and they're going to find a way to get some runs in there and get some more touchdowns in the red zone. But overall, I think it will improve things for sure.
Sarah Spain?
Yeah, Bell improving makes the Chiefs improve. This is a team that wins without a dominant run game. So once you put in a guy that can actually be effective, they're going to put him in space. He's not going to get doubled. They have tons of other targets that other teams have to pay attention to. This is a win-win, and he's only 28. He's motivated to be back to being great again. We just kind of see him differently because the last couple of years at a tragic team and a tragic offense.
Frank Isola.
Yeah, just what the Chiefs needed, one more weapon for Patrick Mahomes. They're getting the players, it seems like, that the Patriots used to get, because if you go join the Chiefs, you got a great chance to go to a Super Bowl. That's why.
Kansas City's last 3 games offensively, they didn't look exactly like they've looked in recent history. Do they need a little help here, a little influx from Le'Veon Bell, Jackie?
They do, actually, especially in short yardage situations, Tony. They haven't had someone that can plug it in from 2 yards out into the end zone. Their leading rusher for touchdowns is their quarterback, Mahomes. So this makes a lot of sense for them. And when you are the defending champion, you know what happens? Everybody listens. When you come into that team, they don't need you as much as you need them. So you behave. That's how it works.
Buy or sell two Packers, Buccaneers, Green Bay number 2 offense, Tampa number 19, Rodgers, the league's number 3 passer, Brady, the number 12. Told you what Jamal Williams said about his quarterback on Green Bay, knowing how many downs there are. So there's that as well. Sarah, who has most on the line Sunday?
Most Sunday on the line is Brady. This is a team that still has to figure out just how good they can be. And last time they played against the Bears, there was the fourth down disaster, the penalties, the offensive line, the number of rushes he took. The Bears gave a blueprint to everybody, including the Packers. They need this a lot more than the Packers right now.
Frank Isola.
Yeah, the last time we saw Tom Brady, he was holding up 4 fingers and he was yelling out 4-letter words at his teammates. So it's big for him. It's big for Tampa Bay, especially to beat an undefeated team.
Jackie Mack.
Well, I think it is for Brady and Tampa Bay. They're 3-2. They lose this game. They're a 500 team, and all that preseason hype seems a little overdone, wouldn't you say? I do wish, though, that Bill Belichick was the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, because I'd love to see what he did on the blackboard with Jamal Williams' comment. I don't know if Bruce Arians rolls that way, but it'd be really fun to see.
Yeah, never mind their record if it gets that low. The rest of their schedule is tough as well. So in the next month, so it's going to be difficult. But here's what I'm concerned about. If Brady and the Buccaneers just aren't good and it doesn't return on investment and they become irrelevant, that'll be a very interesting look for TB12.
Well,
just another guy in the
league. We're not there yet.
Team.
So everybody thinks this is more on the line for Brady. I hear that. Who's going to have a better game? Who's in position to have a better game, Rodgers or Brady? Real quick, Sarah Spain?
Rodgers.
Frank?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, so does that mean we're picking Green Bay as well? I guess I'm sensing that, Jackie.
Yes.
How about you? Clinton?
Yeah, Rodgers, 13 touchdowns,
Everybody's
no
got
interceptions.
Green Bay.
He's playing like an MVP. Yeah, he's got the better team.
That is a premier game this weekend on schedule. So is Browns Steelers. Miles Garrett for the first time versus Pittsburgh since this. Whether it's a revenge game or not, Garrett has been a heat-seeking missile all season. It's Cleveland's offense on a near-franchise-best roll. And Pittsburgh, the number 1 defensive front in the league, and they're undefeated, Frank. How is Sunday's game won? What's the X factor in this one?
Yeah, Kevin Stefanski's done a great job. I think it's going to come down whether or not Odell Beckham plays. He's missed the last 2 practices. Baker Mayfield has targeted him 39 times. That's 11 times more than any other player on the Browns. That connection is finally starting to work.
Yeah, I'm going to say Miles Garrett, not because of any revenge game at all. It's because he has been the heat-seeking missile you're talking about. And if the way you beat the Pittsburgh Steelers, I heard Rob Ninkovich, ex-linebacker of the Patriots, say it, is you put pressure on Roethlisberger, go for the strip sack and the singles. He's the 3rd most sacked quarterback of all time. I was surprised to learn that.
Wow.
Speaking of Bill Belichick, Browns ain't been 4-1-0 since that guy was actually there, but there's no X factor needed. You got 3 good players. Give it to the good dudes and get consistent play from your quarterback, and then you'll win a football game. That's been the Browns' problem.
Which team are you even talking about, Clayton?
Browns! That's what I'm talking about.
No
Baker
X factor. He said there's no X factor. He didn't give us an alphabet. I don't even know what he's talking about here. I'm going to get back to you. Sarah Spain.
The Steelers haven't really beaten a good team yet. We just saw the Browns, who are as hot as ever, beating a great Colts defense. I think the Browns could absolutely win this. The X factor to me is control. There is so much tension coming into this game because of the last time they met. And Baker Mayfield and Odell Beckham, if they're both out there, are not guys that I want playing with so much swagger and heat about proving something wrong that they don't control the mistake.
What do you have, Pittsburgh in this game, Sarah?
I've got the Browns.
Oh, okay, you do have Cleveland. And Clayton.
I'm saying it's about control, though. They have to control that and not get too hyped up about, you know, what went
Clayton,
on last time.
Is there an answer in our future from you?
Yes, the Steelers are going to win this game, but the Browns don't need X factors. They got three dudes that can do it. That's A, B, and C. Start there.
Fit for the men. Ladies' night in showdown. Sarah Spade, Jackie
and
McMullen.
Right.
Watch, Jackie. We don't own that song.
Oh, sorry. Dang.
No singing.
Why don't we own that song?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, Nelly, we got a big one this week in Georgia, Alabama. Nick Saban, self-isolating with COVID, said to be doing well, which is all you want to hear. But the NCAA says he can't Zoom in and get a call in during halftime. He can't do anything. So there's that. And Sarah, Jackie, welcome to Showdown. The number one thing that will decide number three versus number two. Sarah, first to you.
Number one offense, number two defense, but without the man in charge, I think this could actually be the difference. That Saban isn't there to pull the strings, it could be a loss for him.
Mm-hmm. Jackie?
It could be a loss for him, but the good news for him is, again, they'll play again in December for the SEC champions. I think he gives the greatest speech ever pregame in the locker room via Zoom, and he'd pull it out based on
so he can do it pregame. He can't do it once the game starts.
Yes.
That's what we're hearing? Okay.
Correct.
All right. Well,
correct.
We're gonna give the point to McMullen. We'll move on. A four-minute video to tease your college selection, which ends in a cliffhanger. All right? Just believe us. At the end of 4 minutes, still no selection. Jackie, did Christian Zachary win you over, or did he need to pick his team in his I'm picking a team video?
Christian Zachary had me at the blazing pitchfork, and I looked it up because I wanted him to commit to NYU, but they gave up football in 1952. This kid is so talented.
Fantastic video. Yeah, go to NYU, but if you're going to go play some more football, then tell us where. That's the whole point of the video. Great video.
Oh, you're saying NYU because of NYU Film School. Hey, Christian Zachary, and I don't know if you put this together or whoever did, talk to me, reach out to me,
fabulous.
Get in my DMs. We got to talk about future employment. FaceTime McMullen.
So I do have the shortest FaceTime in history, the 30 seconds today. It's only 15, but I do want to say happy birthday to Sue Bird. I could give you 40 reasons why she's the greatest, but I don't have time. The first 10 will be what she's done for LGBT rights. Another 10 would be what she's done for women's basketball. The starting point guard for the Olympic team since 2004. I hope your career never ends.
That's it for us.
Me too. Don't retire.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.